American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Some top Democrats continue to point fingers after Vice President Harris's election loss, this time at President Biden. Here's Fox's Peter Ducey.
Rewriting history is what Speaker Pelosi appears intent on doing. Now she is telling the New York Times on the record it is President Biden's fault for not dropping out in time for a mini primary.
Had the president gotten out sooner, there may have been other candidates in the race. Kamala, I think, still would have won, but she may have been stronger having taken her case to the public sooner.
And clips like that have Biden allies urging the current president to go out on his own terms.
Meanwhile, the vice president's former communications director has suggested that President Biden step down to allow Vice President Harris to serve as the first female president. President-elect Donald Trump has been busy selecting people to help run his administration. Mark Lauder of America First Policy Institute joined Jenna Ellis in the morning.
It's remarkable. I was there in 2016 when he first transitioned in. And you only have about 74, 75 days between the election and when you actually take office. And when you're switching between parties like this, I've often compared it to like a hostile corporate takeover. And it's like the largest on the planet because you have conservatives taking over from the swamp. And so getting right out of the gate, naming Susie as the chief of staff, great pick. Also, obviously, Tom Holman. I don't know if Tom's ever been to Europe, but I can tell you he's been to the border many times and moved back many times more.
He said it's a challenge when selecting people for an administration's leadership due to the variety of areas of the country from which they come.
Obviously, Elise Stefanik from New York has a much different constituency than, say, well, obviously Liz Cheney, but any conservative in, say, maybe a deep red state. And so sometimes, you know, you find yourself, with a conflict there. But the great thing I take from that is whether it's Elise Stefanik, whether it's somebody from more of a ruby red Republican district, is that the thing I see from conservatives right now is that we see that they're supposed to represent us.
He also said the selection of Susie Wiles as Trump's chief of staff was a good choice and that Trump knows the landscape of D.C. much better than in his first term. Fox News reports that federal employees who lived through the first Trump administration say they are experiencing PTSD over the president-elect's return to the White House, according to a new report. During an appearance on CNN News Central, national correspondent Renee Marsh said federal employees are scared and anxious about the possibility Trump will conduct mass firings early into his second term.
Now, to be clear, what Donald Trump is promising for federal workers is unlike anything we have seen in our lifetime. He's proposing reverting to a structure of government that existed 141 years ago when political parties gave government jobs to their supporters. And that's what has federal workers, who I'm speaking to, so anxious and so scared about Trump's plan known as Schedule F. Now, it would give him the power to start these mass firings of nonpartisan career employees perceived as disloyal, who may get in the way of his policy actions at these agencies.
Concerns have permeated across the federal government, with one Energy Department employee telling CNN, quote, "I would say there is a general feeling of dread among everyone." Another meltdown by the left. Fox reports hockey legend Wayne Gretzky appeared to roil social media last week after photos surfaced of he and his family at an election party for President-elect Donald Trump. Photos of Gretzky wearing a Make America Great Again cap while at a party in Mar-a-Lago surfaced last week. Gretzky joined several athletes who have outwardly supported Trump on his way to defeating Vice President Kamala Harris in the election last week. Haiti's International Airport shut down temporarily today after gangs opened fire at a Spirit Airlines flight landing in Port-au-Prince, according to the State Department and the airline. The latest violence came as a new prime minister was sworn in. The flight headed from Fort Lauderdale was hit multiple times by gunfire as it was set to land in Haiti's capital, striking a flight attendant who suffered minor injuries. And that's all our time for now. You can always find more news online at AFN.net. I'm Robert Thornton.